there's so much happening in the markets, as of course everybody observing it knows. One of the things, though, I watched is how oil has dropped below $70. I thought immediately of Joseph Schachter, who said that's what one of the things he's got. He's a superior researcher, so he's got a whole list of things he looks for as trigger points. But he said he was looking for that. That's the easier one for me to recognize. And I thought, hey, Joseph Schachter must be licking his lips at this point. Schachter Energy Resources, Energy Research. Joseph, first of all, thanks for taking the time. I know it's been a busy time for you because I'm sure there's somewhere in that room at Schachter Energy Research, somebody yelled Eureka. Tell us what you think of the market now, because that was one of the things you told me to pay attention to.
Yeah, the fundamental reason was that I was saying that the $80, $90 price couldn't stay up was because the demand was falling, especially in the United States. And the data that came out this past week on the EIA Wednesday data is that the demand in the United States was 19.1 million, down from 20.8 million the year before, or down by 8.7%. So the biggest economy in the world, the high prices meant people couldn't afford to buy as much, and we had the decline there. The market was at $80 when we were at the World Outlook Conference, and I said at the time we were going to break 70, bottom in the 65-70 range. The market was optimistic that China reopening was going to happen and that it would be significant and we'd have a 1 or 2 million barrel increase in demand fairly quickly. That has not happened. So between the U.S. having negative numbers comparison and China not showing the big growth that everybody thought, I thought we would go down to where companies would say, I'm not going to spend money because I can't make money at this price. And that was sub $70. So we have stocks that are down 50, 60% from where we were at the World Outlook Conference. And there's tremendous bargains that are out there now. And of course, the banking crisis just elevated the story where people are now saying recession. Today, we have problems with Credit Suisse where people are not wanting to deal with them. The stock is down 10% today. The price of oil is, 67, down a buck and a half today. And I think the bottom is, we had 65 at the opening on Wednesday. And so we had four triggers that we were going to use for recommending stocks. And we were sitting only with eight names on our recommended list versus covering the 37 companies. And so the first one was breaking of the S&P has a measure called the bullish percentage index. It was trading at 78 mid-January. And a week ago, it was at 42%. It was 7.8% on Monday. So it busted the 10%. It dropped very quickly in one day because of how quickly oil dropped. And so that was triggered one. And we sent out seven recommendations that day to our clients. Then on Wednesday, we had the big bust, of course, with Credit Suisse. And that all of a sudden people said, this is a world problem. And the price of crude went down over $5 from over 70 down to 65, 55 or 65 low. And that was the second trigger. So we sent out another seven names. We have two more triggers. One, and this one has worked historically, when the bullish S&P bullish percentage index goes below 5%, it's been a table pounding buying opportunity. I think with the problems that we have now and that potentially, more is going to come out, more shoes will drop in the next week or two. I think the Dow goes below 30,000. I think we see the TSX Energy Index go below 200. And right now it's about 212, down from 245 a week ago Monday. That's how quickly it's fallen. And I think we're going to see table pounding buys. We're getting values that we haven't seen in a long time. For people who are conservative investors who are, buying Enbridge or Pembina Pipeline, we've got these companies now yielding 7%. And so because the stocks have come down so much, you can get 15, 20% potential capital gains over the next year. Plus you have a dividend that could be growing by 2, 3% a year. So you're getting 7%. So with the capital gain in that, in conservative stocks like that, you can get 20 to 30% over the next 12 months. So we added four of those pipeline infrastructure stocks on Wednesday.
Joseph, that's interesting when you get that. As I say, I love the way you break that down. Conservative, but as you said, and you've been reporting, the fallout in other sector, not in the broad sector of energy, but some stocks are down like 50, 60%. Just to give you examples of how cheap things are, we had a great attendance from the energy sector at the World Outlook Financial Conference. So I'm going to take two examples from that. One of them a natural gas story, and one of them an oil, light oil company. The natural gas company is Birchcliff Energy. Birchcliff Energy was an $11.88 stock last year. Now we're talking about a stock that's trading at $7.87. And the key thing for the company is it has a net asset value of $25. It has 35 years of gas reserves. So it's a potential takeover when the LNG business takeover happens. Just to remember, the companies that are in the LNG business need to have reserves for the contracts to make the long contracts that they're trying to do. So we've had an acquisition mania in the area. CNQ bought Pain Pony and Storm. Vermilion bought La Crota. Whitecap did the biggest one of them all, XTO. They bought that from Exxon and Imperial Oil for $1.9 billion. So these stocks like Birchcliff are bargains, and they have a great reserves in the Montney. The thing is they pay 20 cents a quarter in dividends, so 80 cents. And in their results that they reported for the year, the company has a balance sheet where at the end of 21, they had a $501 million of debt. The end of the year, 132, they're going to be debt-free in Q2. So here's a company that can pay you 80 cents, a 10% yield, and potentially has $25 of value in reserves that over the next 3, 4, 5, 6 years will come up. And the company, because they have no debt coming up at some point, they could even raise that dividend or pay special dividends or do stock buybacks. So we see the stock having an upside in terms of $15. And so if you can buy it at $7.85, 80 cent dividend yield, plus an upside to 15 when we get into more normal markets. I think by the end of this year, we're going to be in the $80, $90 per WTI range. And I think in 2024, we'll be above 90. And in terms of natural gas, this is just because we have a big inventory. We've had a warmer than normal winter, but the industry is slowing its drilling. And the key problem is in 2024, you've got to be filling that coastal gas pipeline to get the gas to the LNG Canada facility. And that's really the key. So the price of natural gas will pick up $5, $6 in MCF. So we think this is one of the best buying opportunities we've seen. If you remember in March of 2020 and March 13th, we sent out a massive list of buy recommendations. It was a bottom. Interesting, March comes up again, March of 2009, when we had the massacre of the financial crisis and the market bottomed in 2009. So you get these 2-3 week windows up to 2 months where the index is below 10% bullishness, and you get down to like 0 to 1% in like we did in 2009 and what like we did in 2020. So we think that's a great buy. So Birchcliff is one of the names. The other one is a Stallworth who's been supportive and coming to the World Outlook Conference for years, and that is Doug Bartoli and InPlay, and of course before that Vero. The stock had a high of 498 last year. It's trading around $2.42, so it's down over 50% from the high of last year. The company only has $29 million of debt, and the equity is $431 million, so there's $3.14 a book. And the company, just to give you an example how cheap it is, they did $1.51 in cash flow in last year, so it's trading at 1.5 times cash flow, and they did 35 cents in the fourth quarter. Just annualize that, compare it to the stock price, it's nuts. And the company has a net asset value in excess of $5. So there's, and all of these companies are trading below their PDP. In the case of InPlay, they have 25 years of 2P reserve. So two examples that have come to the conference, waved the flag, bargain basement stories, and all of these are great buys. And we see, and we're going to probably add a lot more names, including some of the ones, you know, that we'll be talking about in the coming week.
You know, and again, I just want to emphasize that what's changed is the price of these stocks. Like the company hasn't changed, you know, I mean, they're still doing, you know, even with the oil price drop, they're, you know, really viable, especially in Canada. You know, they've got the dividend, they got the protection. But so, you know, what's, as you say, you've got a lot of measures, and I'm not trying to oversimplify how you decide. But one of the key that we all understand is they're on sale. And I know that sounds so simplistic, but, you know, things get overvalued, things get undervalued. You have your measures of what that is. And I just want to get the context here. Is that decline? That's why all of a sudden you go, hey, wait a second on these things. It's something that people, if they're interested in the energy side, and obviously on this show, I'm very interested in the longer term energy plays, then yeah, the stock drop is really what we're trying to take advantage of.
Yeah. And the people have to realize that the liquids price, we get, you know, the Americans may get $65 and not be happy with it, but we get 1.36 times that number because of the Canadian dollar. And that gives a massive amount of profitability, even in the mid 60s, just because of where the Canadian dollar is. And if we see, you know, the price of oil go to $90 or $100 in the next 2-3 years, and the Canadian dollar goes to 80 cents, that's still a very profitable business. And with these companies being debt-free, they have a lot of flexibility to either have a growth wedge if they want in the years ahead, or they can be paying more regular dividends and special dividends, or they can be very active with their NCIBs. So these stocks are ridiculously cheap. You haven't seen me this excited about the sector since March of 2020, when we said table pounding buy, and when it was very hard to get people to say, where's the light at the end of the tunnel? And hopefully it's not the train. And in this case, we are at the cheapest level, and the balance sheets are the strongest I've seen in my career. And they're generating a lot of free funds flow, even at today's commodity prices.
Just to digress just for a second. You know, one of the things, we've obviously had an energy crisis. We've already obviously had shortages, Europe being the poster child for that, but impacting into the developing nation. I haven't seen any big adjustment on the part of politicians to say, we need to change the formula. We need more. We need more production. In fact, I've seen them fight it. You know, I forget which country, because I'm getting so confused with how many have just had these instant jack up in taxes, you know, which just discourage. I mean, you know, the UK windfall tax comes to mind, but there, I forget, there was somebody in the last couple of days who did the same thing, discouraging production. So I don't see how there's a long-term solution in play at this point for the shortages as demand increases. You know, we're well familiar with India now and China, but other parts of the world.
Yeah, if we're going to have a conversion to more solar power, more electric vehicles, we need copper, we need nickel, we need cobalt, we need lithium. All of that's going to come from Africa, South America, from Asia, and they want a higher standard of living too. So they're going to use more energy. So while we may see the demand for crude oil fall in the OECD countries, we're going to see a much bigger increase in those countries. And that's going to keep the drive the price of oil down. And the key thing is, if we don't invest enough to replace our declines, we just exacerbate that 2 or 3 years from now, instead of maybe prices peaking at $90 or $100 oil, we may see oil prices go in the end of this decade, when we have that push to more EVs and solar, et cetera, over the US 147 a barrel that we saw at the high in 2008. So I'm very, very bullish in the outlier years. I was cautious for the last year, as you know, from the comments I made at the conference. Now I'm in full bull mode. And I think these bargains are may not last more than a few more weeks, and people should be taking advantage of them. And so we're going to be sending out even more action alert buys, I bet, in the next week or two. But we have 22 great ideas on our buy list right now.
You know, I think it was Brazil I was thinking of, who just announced the jack up of the taxes. I was sort of scrambling thinking.
The export tax.
You know, I mean, it's amazing to see them work against it. But as an investor, you know, you have to decide what portion of your portfolio should be in this area, you know, a growth area, but with dividends, as Joseph said, strong balance sheet. So you have to make that decision. And then, as Joseph says, he's excited about the opportunity during this time period. Joseph, I've got to finish with a little bit of bad news for you, because I've talked to Patty in the back office there who runs things. And I said, you know, I bet, because I know that, you know, you've just put out a range of recommendations, just added new stocks. And more to come, you know, as prices adjust and all of this kind of thing. So they can actually go to Money Talks, mikesmoneytalks.ca, and we have a special $100 off. I wanted to just let you know, but I prefer to do it when you're live, so you can't have a bad reaction with me. but we do appreciate that, and that's what I invite people to do. Go to mikesmoneytalks.ca. We're talking about Schachter Energy Research, there is a special deal, but it comes at a time, as I say. Then Joseph started with four names, added about seven more, got more to come, you know, in the whole thing, to give you something to think about, to give you, you know, if this is an area, you know, you're interested in, give you something, give you some names, give you the background, give you the top-notch research on them. And so I appreciate that. But Joseph, I really appreciate your time and making yourself available in a busy week for you.
My pleasure. Thanks very much. I appreciate it.
Schachter Energy Research, as I say, just go to mikesmoneytalks.ca.